in which in the second half they really dialed in. They played good pressure defense, but they also started working the ball more inside the paint. At the very end of the game, it came down to a three-pointer by Kealan Rempe, and she sniped it with her only shot made of the game, but it came at a big-time opportunity. But then you look and you look at the rest of the lineup. Hayden Kramer, she had a 16-point game last Friday. I believe she had 11 points alone in the second half, 7 points alone in the third quarter. But Tava Gibbs, with an absolute monster of a night, had 20 rebounds, 15 points, had 6 steals, and she's just a junior, but, you know, you're talking about, you know, some of the best forwards here in the TVL, since Troy's got two of them, Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs. So for Dawson West tonight, on this girl's side, they're going to have to limit these two forwards, these two dominating posts that know how to get the ball inside, can work it inside, and also are very effective when they can get up to the free throw line after drawing a foul or two. So we're going to head take a step aside. We'll come back and we'll get you more pregame here for our girls game, even give you some starters. Again, our first matchup here between Centralia and Dawson West, it's our girls matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in at 92.1 KMZA. Bobby back in studio. Quinn and Prophet down here live at Highland, Kansas at Dauphin West High School. Host of the matchup here tonight, Dauphin West Class 2A hosting the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1. We got a girls matchup here coming up first. Right now, Dauphin West girls unranked, but they've been ranked a couple times this season in the top 10. The Centralia Panthers right now ranked number 3 in Class 1A Division 1. Of course, number one ranked team in that classification is other than Little River, the team that Centralia lost to in the state championship game in volleyball for the second year in a row. But, of course, Centralia looking to get some revenge at the state tournament, just like last season in basketball against Little River. So we'll see about it as we kind of get closer to that date. Not coming too far from now, though, with state tournaments on the horizon, of course, in different locations for different classifications now. But it's definitely going to be a fun year once we get to the postseason side. But before then, we got to finish out these last couple of weeks. And let me tell you, they're some of the best weeks you get of basketball, where teams are knowing the objective, they know the mission, and they're putting all they can out on the floor to get wins and get victories. You saw it last Friday, folks, between Hanover and Centralia, or heard it if you were here on the radio. This Centralia team battled hard, and they battled very tough against Hanover. They won by 1 point, 44-43. They trailed 99% of the regular game, so all four quarters. But they tied it. They send it into overtime. They were able to take the lead from Hayden Kramer on an amazing short corner shot and won 44-43. Just an incredible game for the Centralia Panthers to come away with that victory, especially battling so tough. And that's what, you know, the Centralia team is built off of. It's built off resilience. It's built off toughness. And they're going to provide it tonight. Nothing less. Well, they're no short to that knowledge either. They are a team that also is very well-rounded in their ability to play to a very high level. Of course, I mentioned Perry Smith, one state back in 2022, 2023 in Class 1A, finished last year as the Class 2A runner-up against Mount Ridge, losing 62-51. But this is a team that has returned 8 letter winners and 3 starters from last year's lineup, including a first-team All-League player in Courtney Johnson, who's averaging nearly double digits, a little over here this season. And, of course, you want her to continue to play at that level of pace here for the Donovan West Mustangs. But, of course, you look at her surrounding cast as we dive right here into the Donovan West Mustangs starters for tonight. Courtney Johnson, a 5'6" junior. Emma Jo Wettstein, a 5'6" senior. Andy Foster, a 5'5" junior. Belle Smith, a 5'6" senior, and Kate Falk, a 5'8" junior. Northwest Mustangs are head coached by Perry Smith in his 10th season, searching for win number 146 of his tenure here with the Donovan West Mustangs. And as you look at the Centralia Panthers, their starting lineup here for tonight's game: Cora Thompson, the 5'7" senior post; Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior guard; the Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10" junior post; Lena Becker, Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior guard, and David Gibbs, the post. So for the Centralia Panthers, it's Thompson, Kramer, Haverkamp, Rempe, and Gibbs. And for the Northwest Mustangs, it's Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, Smith, and Falk. Centralia Panthers are head coached by Dusty Thompson, his fourth season, as he picked up win number 75 of his career in the overtime game last Friday against Hanover. So he is already three quarters of the way there to victory number 100. And he's only 4 years into his tenure as a head coach. But, of course, we know how it goes. If you're the coach of Centralia, you're going to get some success, as it is tradition and culture there to not only have great coaching, but great athletes and around a great community that supports that level. But it's the same thing over here for Donovan West. They have a great community, and they have so many great players that come up and play and compete every single season, especially here on the girls' side. Both these girls' teams on both sides, they have a lot of success for both of these teams. Well, let's talk about some keys here for this matchup, of course, for both sides, starting off with the road team for the Centralia Panthers. And, you know, when we talked about it last Friday, what Centralia needed to do, it's go inside, drive inside the paint, dominate within the perimeter. But that's what kind of held Centralia back in that matchup last Friday. They had taken so many threes. They had dished at one point, roughly 15 from around the perimeter. Their only three-pointer of the game was made with 1 second left on the clock, time expiring, the three-point shot to send into overtime by Keelan Rempe. So Centralia, their shot selection last Friday wasn't the best. They struggled from outside the perimeter, and those were the points that really hurt them. And Hanover, they ran a zone the entire game. They first started off with, I believe it was a 3-2 zone, and then they worked their way to a 2-3 zone, and it really prevented Centralia from being able to work inside the paint, and they kept it outside. the bullhorns, the arc. They just shot it from outside the perimeter, and it really struggled for Centralia. It took a little bit going into the ways of the first quarter for them to kind of get more confidence, just, you know, get that ball inside the forwards. And then also at the halftime of that game, I had said, don't be surprised if you saw in the second half, Hayden Kramer and a couple of those players, you know, just start getting told, hey, just drive the ball. Just drive the ball. It's not selfish. You drive the ball. You're a guard. You're the one who kind of gets this offense going. Drive the ball. If you get the kick out, kick it out. But if you have the lane to go and score, if you're one-on-one, take it, drive it, put it in. And Hayden Kramer, that's what makes her such a special player for Centralia. She kind of fills that gap that Owen Dieters left from last season. Her ability to drive and kind of be that point guard, that strong point guard for this team. And that's what Centralia needed in that second half. They needed Hayden Kramer to come out, drive inside the paint, and get some layups, and then also start setting up some of the posts down there. Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs, and that worked in succession. Gibbs, of course, finishing with a 15-point game, 20 rebounds, and of course, when you have a player who can crash the boards and get six steals and score, you know, like fireworks, like Tava Gibbs, I mean, it all helps and works all together in harmony. So for Centralia, they got a lot of athletes. You got to contain, if you're Jonathan West, Hayden Kramer, her ability to dribble and drive. You also got to limit the paint play. You got to be able to prevent Centralia from working the ball inside, keep them on the outside. It's a game that Northwest can very well be in, but Centralia did dominate D-West the first time around. They won 69-35, and we saw Centralia, at least I did, at least two of the games in that tournament, and what they did well was their defense. Their defense was all over the floor. They weren't able to pressure defense as well as they had been against Hanover last Friday, but Centralia, they're very familiar with their opponent, but so is Jonathan West here. They're very familiar in this opponent for Centralia. It's the second time they have played this season. So don't be surprised if Jonathan West can, you know, start running a little better of an offense, break that press down the floor, and start running some quality offensive sets. And that's exactly what Jonathan West is going to have to do. They're going to have to break the Centralia Panthers pressure defense, the full court press. They're going to have to get down the floor, and they're going to have to prevent Centralia from being able to get inside, because once Centralia is inside, it's really hard to uninvite them from the paint, because that's where they're going to continue to work. So force Centralia to the outside. Won't be surprised here if D-West comes out in the zone, 2-3, 3-2. They'll definitely win probably one of them if they looked over some game field from the Hanover game last Friday. And for Centralia, you know, what they're going to look to win here for Jonathan West is, you know, Courtney Johnson, top player, and you look kind of at this entire roster, you just got an abundant look here of athletes who are all averaging a high 7-10 points per game. So for Jonathan West, you just, both sides really have just a tremendous amount of athletes, and both of them are going to be looking to play at a high level. So again, our matchup here is the Centralia Panthers, a Class 1 in Division 1, the number 3 ranked team of that classification. And they're taking on here the Jonathan West Mustangs of classification at 2A, a team that is right now unranked. They've been ranked a couple of times this season within the top 10, within the 6 to 10 range. But here they have fallen out of the past couple of weeks, and they're trying to bounce back here after taking a couple of tough losses throughout the Twin Valley League tournament. And right now they're trying to get a league win for the first time in a little bit here, ever since they beat Frankfort 66-43. About a month ago. So again, the Northwest Mustangs hosting here the Centralia Panthers. One more time through the starting lineup before we take our final timeout before we get to the action. Jonathan West girls, here are their starters, the host team, Courtney Johnson, Emmy Joe Weststein, Andy Foster, Belle Smith, and Kate Falk. Jonathan West head coach by Perry Smith. And for the Centralia Panthers, it's Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe, and Tava Gibbs. And the Centralia Panthers are head coached by Dusty Thompson. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. Again, I'm Quinton Provitt. I'll be back in studio. And upcoming, we have the Centralia Panthers and the Northwest Mustangs battling out a TVL matchup all here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
We all make plans for the future. Like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
And our action is getting ready to begin here on 92.1 KMZA between the Centralia Panthers and the Dauphin West Mustangs in our girls matchup here at half court. The Dauphin West Mustangs here with Kate Falk. And for the Centralia Panthers, they have Saba Gibbs here on the tip-off. Four quarters, 32 minutes of basketball action here on KMZA, and we are on the way. Keelan Rempe and the Centralia Panthers start off with the ball. Centralia working it around the perimeter, upside, down the left wing. Rempe, who hit the three-point shot that's in the game in the overtime against Hanover last Friday, has the ball. Now she goes left side. Hayden Kramer takes a three-pointer and a swish. Centralia start this game off with a three-point shot, something they struggled with last Friday against Hanover. But here they take off the top. Dauphin West now looking to respond. Here with it is Foster. Foster driving in, sucking up top to Bell Smith. Smith now in the near corner. Westheim. Westheim gets a screen, drives inside of the key. Upside to Smith. Smith back to her right, and she'll set a screen for Johnson. Johnson out to her left. 12 seconds here on the shot clock. Trying to transfer the ball to Westheim. Westheim is fouled and one. Westheim will go up for a chance to tie this game with a three-point play. 7-11 to go here in quarter one. 3-2, Centralia leads by one over Dauphin West. Centralia, the number three ranked team of Class 1A Division 1. Dauphin West Mustangs, a chance to tie this game with Westheim at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and off and rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs got 20 rebounds on Friday for the Centralia Panthers. 6 steals and 15 points. The big-time win, 44-43 over the Hanover Wildcats in overtime. Hayden Kramer driving inside the lane, missing the layup, and the rebound is corralled by Foster. Dauphin West down the floor, past half court, driving left side, now behind her. To Westheim. Westheim to Smith. Smith skipping out to her left to Johnson. Johnson, a first-team All-League returner from last season, driving on the baseline, floats one up, misses. Bell Smith makes the rebound, couldn't get the shot to go in. And Josie Haverkamp has the defensive board for the Centralia Panthers. Haverkamp down the floor. Haverkamp trying to go an opposite side. Skip the ball. It's stolen by Andy Foster. First turnover of the game for Centralia here. Foster down the floor. The ball is slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. And the Dauphin West Mustangs will have the throw in play. Left side under the glass from Bell Smith. 6:22 left to go here in the opening quarter. D West down by one. 3-2 to Centralia. D. West with the ball. Foster spinning around the paint. Here a fadeaway shot off the top of the iron. She makes her own rebound, trying to fight back up court, but couldn't go in. Defensive board by Haverkamp once again. Centralia down the floor to Kramer. Kramer dribbling up on the left side, down through the right bullhorn, down to the baseline. Court Thompson, first time with the ball in her hands. She gets it out to Gibbs, and she'll snag the assist. Thompson grabs the assist and Gibbs in for two, her first points of the game. That's a three-point lead, 5-2 for Centralia. With 5:52 to go here in this first quarter. Centralia over D. West. Bell Smith driving down the lane, kicks it out of the aisle for a three-point shot. Set up to Courtney Johnson, and Johnson nails it from the deep, and a timeout is called by head coach Dusty Thompson for Centralia. It's a five-ball game with 5:42 left to go here in the opening quarter, and we'll take a step aside here for a quick 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia Panthers using their first time out of the game. It's 5-5, 5:35 left to go in the opening quarter. Centralia and D-West are deadlocked here in this first. Centralia has the ball at half court. Kramer looking to her right side. She'll go down the aisle to Gibbs on a pass, and Gibbs will set it up to Thompson, and then there was going to be a foul called on the ground. And after the offensive rebound by Centralia, the foul's against the Donovan West Mustangs. Called on Courtney Johnson, her first foul of the game, first team foul. Both teams here were one foul in this opening quarter. Rempe driving inside, going up to the top of the key to Haverkamp. Haverkamp loses the ball, and it's stolen by Bellsman. Two turnovers here for Centralia. So far, D.U.S. has not turned the ball over. Courtney Johnson flies a three. It's off the iron and rebounded by Haverkamp. Haverkamp, four rebounds in this first quarter. Haverkamp to Kramer. Well, back left, on the wing, drive inside from Kramer, dribbling out, 20 seconds in the shot clock, plenty of time to work. D.U.S. is in the zone, trying to prevent this Centralia defense from getting the ball inside. They have it with Gibbs in the interior. Gibbs will kick it after making the rebound, and it's up for Thompson. Thompson, ball knocked out of bounds by Centralia, and D.U.S. will take over. 4:34 left to go in this first quarter. 5-5. Our score, D-West and Centralia are tied. Some substitutions on the floor for the Centralia Panthers. They'll put in Melina Becker in for Cora Thompson. If they don't have West Mustangs, they have put in Aniston Clary here out onto the floor. Clary has the ball. She drives in on the left elbow, loses the ball. The first turnover of the game for Donovan West. Down the floor, Becker, who snagged the steal, out to Kramer. Kramer, Rempe inside, pass to Gibbs. Gibbs, Rempe, three-point shot is wide open. Off the back iron and rebounded by Gibbs. Can Gibbs go back up with it? She'll turn, look, missing. Melina Becker, though, a putback. A third-chance opportunity comes up with points for the Centralia Panthers. That timeout is called by head coach Perry Smith. It's a 30-second timeout by the Donovan West Mustangs. 4:06 to go in this first quarter. 7-5, Centralia over D-West Mustangs. Back in 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. We got a loose ball here on the floor. We're still in quarter number one, 3:56 left to go. It's going to be a jump ball. 7-5. Centralia leads over Donovan West by two. Donovan West here with the ball. We'll throw it in from the Centralia bench on the right side. Top of the perimeter here to Foster. Foster dribbles out to her right one when it gets Rempe. Centralia here. And the man. Centralia trying to prevent Duffin West from working the ball inside. There's only 3 seconds here on the shot clock. Foster's just got to shoot this one. She is blocked by Gibbs. Gibbs picks up her first block of the game. And now Centralia works it down the floor. And they turn it right back over. Centralia has now forced back-to-back turnovers on Donovan West, but couldn't take advantage of that second one. Centralia will gift it right back to the Mustangs on their third turnover. D-West trying to handle this full-court pressure by Centralia. They cannot. The steal by Becker, her second of the game, and now to Kramer. Kramer couldn't get the shot to go in. Becker had the offensive rebound. She couldn't get the shot to go in, and now there's a foul on the floor. And Hayden Kramer picks up her first foul of the game. Kate Falk coming back in for substitution for the Johnson West Mustangs. Coming back in here for Reese McCauley, the 5'8" sophomore. Now she will head to the bench. 3:14 to go here in this first quarter, and we have another timeout. Second timeout here of the game for the Centralia Panthers. A 30-second timeout here by head coach Dusty Thompson. It's still 7-5. Centralia leads by 2 over Johnson West with 3:14 to go in this first quarter. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
3:14 to go here in quarter number one. 7-5. Centralia leads by 2 over Johnson West. Steve West here with the ball. Foster driving down the right side. 1-on-1 against Rempe. Going wide down under to Bell Smith, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Smith had a nice backdoor cut, but couldn't finish with it. Now she's underneath the basket on the right side, looking for the throw in. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in this first. 7-5, Centralia up by 2 over Johnson West. Smith looking to throw it in underneath the glass. She's looking to her left side. She'll go over the top into Foster's hands. It's been Wetstein. Wetstein. He'll go to Johnson. Johnson, who cuts it in but couldn't finish to the rim. And the rebound's by Josie Haberkamp, her fifth of the first quarter. Hayden Kramer driving inside the lane to Becker, and she will be fouled and go up to the line to shoot two. I talked about in pregame that Hayden Kramer, her ability to dribble and drive, can set up her teammates right there, a prime rib example. Kramer drives inside, draws the defenders, gets a wide open Becker on the left side block, opposite side of her. And I allowed her to get a free shot to the basket. She missed it, but she was fouled, so she does have 2 shots hit the line. But the first shot here is missed from Elena Becker. Becker has got 2 steals, a rebound, and 2 points here in this first quarter. 2:48 to go, 7-5. Team West down by 2 to Centralia in the first. Becker, the next free throw shot is up and good. She goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She's got 3 points here on the game. 8-5. Centralia still their largest lead here over D West is 3 points. 2:38 to go here in quarter number one. D West with the ball as they trail. Smith is going to get called on a travel. Jumped in the air with the ball in her hand. Fourth turnover for the Johnson West Mustangs. At one point, they were winning the turnover differential by +2. Since that point, it is -3. Yeah, 4 turnovers here in this first quarter. They've started to get on a little spell here that they'd like to break. As Centralia takes back over here at half court. In Rempe's hands to the right side, she goes up to Thompson. Thompson out of Maya tanking. Tanking in the game here for the first time. Tanking Rempe. Rempe driving on the baseline. And she'll dribble around on the spin. Back up top to Tanking. Tanking. Driving low to the right wing. Get back over to Rempe. Rempe. Facing the defenders. Down to the right side. Tanking. 13 seconds here on the shot clock. Get back to Rempe. Rempe down under to Haberkamp. Ball is being jammed on the ground. Picked right back up by Rempe. 5 seconds here on the shot clock. You got to get a shot off. Centralia doesn't even have the ball anymore as Falk is able to come away with the steal. Both teams with 4 turnovers, but Becker's got her 3rd steal of the game to get it right back for the Centralia Panthers. The ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch by D. West. Centralia has it underneath the basket. Substitutions for the Johnson West Mustangs. Bell Smith and Kate Falk come out. Coming in will be Emmy Jo Wetstein and Reese McCauley. And Centralia on the inbound play. Lose the ball out of bounds. That is their 5th turnover of the game. Centralia with 5 turnovers here in this first quarter. Johnson West with 5 as well. But Centralia has got the 3-point lead, 8-5, with 1:40 left to go here in the first. D. West with the ball, Aniston Clary, the freshman. The freshman driving up, left side, passing out to her teammate. Now working around the perimeter, down under. Foster takes a dribble step. Probably should have eliminated the dribble and should have went up potentially for that. Extra step may have costed her an easy bucket. But they get a foul on the floor. Called against Centralia. Johnson West will reset here underneath the basket. Fouls against Thompson, her 2nd of the game. And Johnson West will throw it in over the top. Now to Johnson. Johnson. West sign to Johnson. Stuck in the corner. 2-1. Trap. This ball is knocked away. Picked up by Rempe. Down the floor. First steal of the game. Trying to go for a finish. It's off the basket. And a bounce. Last touch by Donovan West. So Centralia has not been finishing a lot of those easy buckets here in this game. They've had a lot of easy opportunities underneath the rim. Both teams honestly have. Both teams are struggling to finish in the paint. Rempe throwing it in here for Centralia. She looks left side, getting it into Kramer. Kramer is fouled, and she will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Kramer, she started this game off with a three-point shot to start the scoring, a three-pointer from the top of the perimeter left side. She's got right now here a three-pointer and just one rebound on the season. She's 85% from the free throw line, and here her first shot is up and good. So far, leading Centralia in points scored in this game with 4 points on it. She's got over 160 points scored on the season as her next free throw shot is missed. Donovan West taking over with 66 seconds left to go here in quarter number one. Down by their largest deficit so far, but not a very big one in it. Only down by 4, 9-5 to Centralia. D. West with the ball, but they lose the ball again. An easy steal into the hands of Josie Haverkamp. Went through the hands of Reese McCauley. 7 turnovers here for Donovan West. And Centralia works it on the baseline out to Kramer opposite. And into Haverkamp, but she'll go and finish for two. Haverkamp finding the easy bucket. She's got 5 boards here in this first quarter, finally getting her first set of points. She's been crashing the board well, though. The glass has been all hers. D. West with it, kicking out. Johnson, 3-point shot. It's a rainbow, and it couldn't find the pot of gold as it's over the top in the hands of Haverkamp. That is her 6th rebound of this first quarter. Centralia attempting a 3-point flyer. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West. 13 seconds left to go in this first. 11-5. Centralia leads over Donovan West. Centralia a chance for a last second shot here of this quarter as Rempe will look to throw it in. Into the baseline. Kramer stepping and they call her on a travel. A little extra step there for the Euro. And Centralia with their 6th turnover up the quarter. With 7 seconds left to go of quarter number one, 11-5, Centralia leading by 6 over D. West. Foster drives down the bank, couldn't finish at half court. Rempe throws up a 3-pointer, and it'll be short of the basket. 11-5, Centralia with the lead over Donovan West as we go into quarter number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, certified dietary manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Eight minutes left to go the first half as we start quarter number two. 11-5, Centralia over Donovan West. Centralia has scored 6 straight points here after the game was tied 5-5 in the first. Centralia up 11-5. With the ball here is Donovan West to start the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. D. West will handle it. It's Bell Smith, left side underneath the glass. She'll go quickly over the top into Foster's hands. Foster driving down the aisle. She'll kick out left to Westside. Westside trying to go to Falk, but it's stolen by Haverkamp. Her 2nd steal of the game. 8th turnover of the half here for Donovan West. Centralia on the baseline, getting caught on a double dribble is Cora Thompson. Centralia's 7th turnover on the game. Both teams here struggling with turnovers. 7:35 left to go here in this second quarter. 11-5 Centralia over Donovan West. Steve West with the ball. Down the sideline, Foster to Courtney Johnson, left side wing. Low skip out to Bell Smith. Bell Smith going to her right, now pass to her left. Wettstein spinning around her pivot foot to Johnson. Johnson, Smith, Smith, short corner, pass to the very top of the arc. Johnson out to her left side, now he's thinking applying some pressure. And Centralia here getting a rebound from his shot. Josie Haverkamp, her seventh rebound of the half as she takes this one down the floor. Haverkamp finding Kramer, Kramer Thompson. Thompson back to Kramer up top. Down under, kick out. Maya Tanking, three-point shot is nailed! Maya Tanking with a big-time three. That puts Centralia up 14-5 over Donovan West with 6:36 to go here in the second quarter. Dee West trying to respond with a three of themselves, but off the front iron, the ball bounces into the hands of Hayden Kramer for her second board. Centralia down the floor, left side wing, Hayden Kramer. She'll skip opposite, Tanking, Tanking down low, Haverkamp, quick turn, look, and an easy shot and bucket in for two. Josie Haverkamp, now 4 points in this first half, 7 rebounds and 2 steals. She's having an absolutely phenomenal game as the timeout is called by head coach Perry Smith with 6:14 to go in this first half. 16-5, Centralia leads over Donovan West. They've scored 11 consecutive points, and they're looking to keep this streak hot. 60 seconds aside, we're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the timeout, Centralia with a steal and deal from Sava Gibbs. Gibbs, her first steal of the game, comes up with some points. She had 6 steals on Friday against the Hanover Wildcats. Donovan West with the ball, Smith, and that's going to be a takeaway for the Donovan West Mustangs. For Hayden Kramer, a steal for her. And now Centralia's defense is starting to really click as Tanking has the ball, left side wing, just had a 3-point shot before that timeout was taken. Kramer will attempt one, and she will miss, and Bell Smith will get her second rebound of the half for Donovan West. Down the floor, breaking the press. D. West has it. Johnson, 3-point shot up off the front iron. The ball is not going to bounce. Last touch by Centralia. 18-5. Centralia leads over Donovan West. They have scored 13 consecutive points since this was a tied 5-5 game in the first quarter. 5:25 left to go here in this second. Bell Smith here with a toss in under the glass on the right side. Bell Smith shaking the ball. She looks out to her left. She'll strike it that way into Wettstein's hands. Wettstein, 3-point shot. Missed, rebounded by Johnson and swatted away, blocked by Haverkamp. Big time play for her. And now Centralia with the ball. To Rempe, Rempe down under to Becker. Becker kicking out to Rempe. Rempe driving inside, right hand floater to the basket and picked up by Amadra Wettstein for Donovan West. She'll put it to Foster. Foster in her right palm. She'll drive down the aisle and nearly finishing an easy bunny. But couldn't get it to go in, and Haverkamp's got another board in this first half. Centralia back with it. Rempe wide open for a 3-point flyer. It's off the inside of the basket and rebounded by Bell Smith, and then she gives the ball away. Here now, Centralia with it, a 3-point splash, or excuse me, a long two splash, we'll call it, for Josie Haverkamp. Donovan West with the ball, trying to respond along two from Johnson, but Johnson misses. Bell Smith makes the rebound and draws the foul. She'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Bell Smith has crashed the board the most so far here in this first half with 4 rebounds. Still looking for her first point. She's got the opportunity here at the free throw line. The first shot is up and good. She's finally on the board here for the Northwest Mustangs, and that breaks what was a 15 consecutive streak of points for the Centralia Panthers. Hell Smith, her next shot up and good. She goes 2 for 2. Well, I don't think they're going to count the second point. I believe they had one of the Northwest Mustangs inside getting out early, so they won't count the second free throw shot. So unfortunately, Bell Smith will go 0 of 2, and the Centralia Panthers will take over. Hayden Kramer out to Rempe. Rempe pass inside, and they're going to get in turnover on the offense. That's what the call was, but Centralia, with their 8th turnover of the half, the Northwest Mustangs right now, they're sitting with 11 with 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter. 20-6, Centralia lead by 14 over Johnson West. Bell Smith with the ball up top. She'll give it to Johnson. Johnson, Wetstein. Wetstein, ball is kicked by Rempe out of bounds. So, D. West will keep it here. With Imogen Wetstein, a 5'6" senior. One of the few seniors here on this roster. Major Wetstein and Bell Smith. 3-point shot. Up and good by Courtney Johnson. 2 foot off the top arc. And Johnson with her second three of the game. D-West has now scored 4 consecutive points. They're down by 11, 20-9 to Centralia with 3:33 to go in this second quarter. Thompson on the baseline, an easy shot in for two. I mentioned the pregame that shot selection matters here for Centralia, but so far they've taken well-balanced shots here in this game against Donovan West. Their offense is up a little nicer, and Becker's got a steal. Her fourth steal of the game, she's down the floor, is right into her hands. She gets it to Gibbs, and Gibbs is able to finish in for an easy two. Gibbs now 6 points, 3 rebounds, a block, and a steal here in this first half. Donovan West starting to feel the pressure defense for Centralia. 3-point flyer is up by Wetstein and nailed it. Wetstein, 5 points now on the game. Donovan West now only down by 12, 24-12 to Centralia with 2:44 to go in this first half. Centralia with the ball to Gibbs. Gibbs out to Tanking. Tanking wide open on the outside. She'll drive it in, though. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West. Clock stopping at 2:37 to go in this first half, 24-12. Centralia over Donovan West. And some substitutions on the floor. Reese McCauley coming in for Donovan West as Kate Falk will step out. And for the Centralia Panthers, they'll bring back in Josie Haverkamp and Hayden Kramer. So now the 2-1 punch combo, and Gibbs and Haverkamp are now on the floor of the post combo. You also got Becker out there. It's definitely a heavy unit of forwards on the floor for Centralia. Got 3 players who can work it inside the paint. They got Haverkamp on the right block, and she'll finish for easy too. Haverkamp now 8 points in this first half to accompany her 8 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block. Here, drive inside after a fake, and Foster draws the foul to go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Donovan West trailing by 14. 26-12 to Centralia with 2:13 to go in this second quarter. Here at the free throw line is Andy Foster. Looking for her first points of the game. As her first shot is up and good. Just like Bell Smith, finding her first points here up at the free throw line. Foster hits her first, but if you're D. West, stay patient. You don't want to jump into that lane before this shot gets off. And going 2-for-2 at the line is Andy Foster. D. West. Back down by 12, 26-14. To Centralia with 2:07 to go here in this second quarter. And Kramer at the top of the aisle. Left side should go to Tanking. Tanking, 3-point shot off the right of the basket. Rebounded by Becker. Becker trying to go in with it. Scrambled for Becker. Another rebound, or almost. She loses the ball out of bounds. And D-U.S. will take over with less than 2 minutes. 1:53 left to go here in this second quarter. 26-14, Centralia over D-West. D-West with the ball. McCauley will come out, and Kate Falk will step back in here after getting a quick break on the bench. Falk, a 5'8" junior. She'll get this at the top of the key. She'll pass off to Johnson. Johnson, Bell-Smith. Bell-Smith releasing a three-pointer. Missing, and we're going to get a jump ball on the baseline. And possession arrow favors here the Centralia Panthers. D. West will give it up. Centralia handling no pressure. They will finally get this one down the floor. D. West, a 2-3 zone. This is what Hanover ran on Friday and was what limited the Centralia offense. Centralia hit 2 threes in this first half, trying to add another one. But this ball is loose on the ground. Rebound by Johnson, and she's on her way down the floor, and she finds an open Weststein, but leads her too far ahead. It'll be turned over by Donovan West. An opportunity for a fast break for potentially easy two, but Donovan West not able to connect. 1:20 left to go here in this first half, 26-14. Centralia over Donovan West. Kramer down the timeline, left side to Rempe. Rempe, she skips all the way underneath the basket. High point by Becker, passing it out. Down to Rempe. Rempe, Haverkamp. Haverkamp, their teammate Becker. Becker in for two. And having three forwards inside the paint should be a cheat code. Haverkamp, Becker, and Gibbs all underneath the basket. Two of them were just standing right next to each other, but they will come away with the easy 2 points. Centralia up by 14 with 43 seconds to go in this second quarter. D. West handling the ball, putting up to the top, working it in, passing it back out. In the key, 8 seconds left to go here on the shot clock. Three-pointer up by Johnson. The ball is pushed out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. D. West will have the bumpkin with 27 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. Down 28-14. Bella Smith will throw it in. She's looking into her left side. She'll go out to Johnson, and she was not able to get it out in time. 15 turnovers on the half for Donovan West. One more turnover than they have points. That's typically the case for most teams that play this Centralia defense. Aiden Kramer trying to run this clock down with 13 seconds to go this half. Centralia will go into the locker room with a lead. Haverkamp passing out to Kramer. Kramer driving inside and a lay-in for two. And now DUS will have 2 seconds to get this one down the floor. It'll be a full-court shot that is about a quarter mile shy of the basket. It will head into the locker room. Centralia up by 16 over Donovan West, 30-14. We're back here for halftime show in a couple of minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Six thirty-five left to go here until we start our second half of basketball action here on I-2.1 at KMZ. Part of the MSC Sports Radio Network here on a halftime show here brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the highlandcc.edu. Again, here on a halftime show between Centralia and Donovan West. We're at Highland, Kansas. The host will hear this action. Donovan West, the Mustangs of Class 2A, they're down by 16, 30-14 to the Centralia Panthers. The game didn't start off too bad for Donovan West. They went down early on a three-point shot from Hayden Kramer. They were able to tie it at 5-5, and then Donovan West would give up a big scoring streak to the Centralia Panthers. They'd go down 20-5, allow 15 consecutive points before Donovan West got their next point. Bell Smith at the free throw line in quarter number two with nearly 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the second quarter for the Donovan West Mustangs. So, you know, you're talking about a nearly 7 to 8 minute scoring drought for Donovan West in that first half. And really, that's kind of the toughest part about it. D West, they came out with 15 turnovers, only 10 rebounds through that first half. They allowed 8 steals and 14 rebounds to the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, they worked very well in that first half. They were very comfortable on the defensive side. They worked very well through their offense. Kind of a very different team we saw last Friday. A team that was struggling in Panover on defense in their 2-3 zone. Donovan West, they're also trying to run that 2-3 zone here as well against Centralia, but it's not showing as quite as effective as Centralia was held at 15 points last Friday at the half. Near, they timed that by two. So Centralia, they're probably a little more adjusted to that. They've seen that look probably a couple more times. You know, when you see it worked on film once and you played against it, you're probably going to start preparing for other teams to run that formation. So you kind of figure that Dusty Thompson probably prepped his team. Perry Smith, of course, here, a great coach in this league, a great coach in this classification and state. But it's going to be a tough second half here to come back against this Centralia team, but it's not going to be an improbable one. Donovan West, about continuing to work here against the grindstone, driving inside, working it inside of the paint. Some key fundamental things, but also it kind of goes to more on that defensive side. You want to start limiting Centralia. If you're going to run that 2-3 zone, you know, it's got to come to fruition. You're trying to prevent Centralia to get inside, so don't let them get down under. And most of that play that's coming from the interior really isn't from pass setups, but it's from second chance opportunities. It's from offensive rebounds. And sometimes it's Hayden Kramer driving inside and opening up a free forward down low. So for Donovan West, you want to start boxing out a little better in the second half, and you want to be a little stronger off that glass. Centralia, the numbers right now for them, 2 threes, 14 boards, only 8 turnovers, 2-4 free throw line, and 8 steals in the first half. Right now, the best performance here of this game by far for Centralia. Well, you kind of get between two players, Josie Haberkamp, Melina Becker. Becker had 5 steals in the first half for Centralia and assists with 5 points and 2 rebounds. And then also Josie Haberkamp, she came away with 8 total points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block. But you know, you look at elsewhere, Tava Gibbs at 6 points, a block, a steal, and 3 rebounds. Hayden Kramer, she had a 3-point shot, 6 total points, 2 boards, and a steal. Kind of pretty much top to bottom here. 6 players for Centralia has scored, and you know, they've just all been able to play at a very high level. 7 here that have interacted on the stat sheet. So for Centralia, they're playing at a high level. Donovan West just trying to match it. Lee West only right now with 4 scores on this game. Courtney Johnson, Emmy Joe Westside, Andy Foster, Bell Smith. And for Donovan West, the other thing is, you look at their points right now scored on the game. 9 of their 14 points right now are from the 3-pointer. So most of their points are from the outside shots. As you go into the second half, I'm sure Perry Smith is, you know, talking to his offense, trying to get that ball inside. Lee West missed a lot of easy bunnies. They failed to execute a lot of fast breaks down the floor where wide open. Prime example is a half court. Courtney Johnson, great transition, but she overled her teammate down the floor to Emmy Jo Woodstein. If she hits that in perfect harmony, Woodstein is able to go in and finish in for 2. So for D West, it's about execution and finishing and being able to accompany and play solid here in the second half, because you're going to have to against the Centralia team, because just like last time these two teams met, Centralia buried D-West 69-35, and if you're head coach Perry Smith, you don't want a performance reenactment like that. So in the second half, both teams will look for some adjustments, and both teams will look to turn things around. We're back here in a minute. Centralia right now up 30-14 over the Donovan West Mustangs in our girls matchup here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here to the start of the second half on the MSU Sports Radio Network, dialed at 92.1 KMZA. Bobby back in studio. Greg Profit down here live at Highland, Kansas. Host school here is a nice matchup. The Donovan West Mustangs hosting the ranked number 3 team of Class 1A Division 1, the Centralia Panthers. Here in our girls matchup, we got 2 quarters, 16 minutes left of basketball action, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Centralia right now up 30-14. Over Donovan West, a 16-point lead over the Mustangs. They got out hot in that first half, up at 1 point, 20-5, scoring 15 consecutive points. Air D West will start off with the ball, and they will immediately turn it over from Foster. That is not the start you could have wanted if you're the Donovan West Mustangs. 16 turnovers now on the game for D West. Centralia now with the ball, Hayden Kramer. Down the floor, looking out to the right side of Rempe. Rempe down low, Thompson. Thompson, baseline, skip, Haverkamp. Boomerang back around to Thompson, and Thompson drives in and finishes to the net for 2. And back-to-back quarter, she's laid in a nice bucket. Centralia up by 18 points now due to Donovan West. D-West driving down the aisle. Bell Smith right side, and in for 2. Bell Smith, her first field goal of the game made. Draws it back to 16, 32-16. Centralia over the U.S. with 7:15 to go here in this third quarter. Dan Kramer on the low left wing. She'll skip it opposite side of Thompson. Thompson, Rempe. Rempe to Haverkamp down the aisle and a pass from the high key down to Gibbs. And Gibbs finishes in for 2, and Haverkamp gets the assist. Gibbs. 8 points here in this first half. Bell Smith going back in for 2. Smith coming out fiery hot out of the half. Her dad is the head coach of the team, Perry Smith. Centralia working around the perimeter inside of Haverkamp. Missed shot, and Courtney Johnson's got the rebound. Johnson down the floor looking back to Smith. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Saba Gibbs. Centralia with Haverkamp slowing down the tempo. She swings it far side to Kramer. Kramer up top to Hayden Kramer. Kramer, three-point shot is missed into Haverkamp's hands, and that ball is deflected and picked up by Foster. Foster down the floor, and then passing it off to Bell Smith, and Smith ringing the bell again. 6 points, three straight buckets. Bell Smith is on fire coming out of the locker room. Centralia with the ball to Gibbs. Long two off the iron and rebounded by Dustin Weston. A foul is called. It was by Foster. Fouls against Gibbs. And Bell Smith has come out red hot in this third quarter with 6 points. Now with 7 points on the game and four rebounds. Shout out to her. She helped me a little bit throughout the Twin Valley tournament, doing some color for me. She also has colored a couple other games for me this season. So again, appreciate that. Might join us for the boys matchup afterwards. Already here, a great start. And she's working some action here on the floor. Smith swinging out to the right side corner. Opposite side swing on the left corner. Back up to Bell Smith at the top. Smith out behind her to Johnson. Johnson, three-point flyer off the iron, but Johnson's got her own board. D. West resets the shot clock at 35. Bell Smith driving down the left lane, and the ball is knocked out of her hands. It was last touch by Centralia. A Panther paw. And D. West will throw it in. Bell Smith looking to her right side to Foster. Foster taking the ball at a high point. She'll go inside the paint. Kick back out. Bell Smith, three-point shot. It's blocked by Gibbs. Her second block of the game in the hands of Rempe. Rempe down the floor to Haverkamp. Back in the hands of Rempe with 5 minutes left to go in this third quarter. 34-20. Centralia up by 14. Extend the lead here on a nice long two by Josie Haverkamp. 10 points now on the game. Our first double-digit score coming up here for Centralia. And Haverkamp, a timeout is called. 4:53 to go in this third quarter, 36-20. D-West down 16 to Centralia. 30 seconds aside, we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
.453 to go here in quarter number three. 36-20. Centralia leads over Donovan West. But D. West here, they came out on a pretty hot start here in this third quarter. They scored 6 points. Centralia, they've also scored six as well. And D. West here turning the ball over out of bounds. That is their fourth turnover of this third quarter. Donovan West with 19 turnovers on this game. Centralia with the ball. Centralia, they outscored D. West in the first quarter 11-5, but outscored them 19-9 in quarter number two. Kramer with the ball and into Rempe's hands. Rempe kicked back out from Haverkamp. Now they're on the perimeter. Rempe, three-point shot in the corner. Rebounded by Courtney Johnson off the missed shot. Johnson down the floor and near steal, now taken away by Rempe. 20 turnovers on the game for Donovan West. Kramer driving inside the basket, missing, but Kramer Becker being able to make the offensive rebound, not able to snag the putback, but fouled to go up and shoot two at the free throw line. A lot of times, you know, we talk about David Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp for Centralia being the two top forwards of this team, as both of them average over 10 points a game, with 13 points a game from Josie Haverkamp and really 13 points a game from David Gibbs. And sometimes you might accidentally overlook Selena Becker, who is also a strong forward, she's a guard as she's listed, but she more works so as a forward down low. That's where most of her points come from. Is that the free throw line? Here she goes, one of two. 37-20. D-West with the ball, and Bell Smith loses it. It's in the hands of Becker. And Becker fouled to go back up right to the free throw line. 5 steals in the game for Becker, an assist, and 6 total points with 3 boards. 21 turnovers on the game for Jonathan West. Becker here at the free throw line last time up. But it's just a couple seconds to go, just to recall. And the first shot is up and good. But kind of going on about Becker. Again, she's still definitely one of the top forwards of this team, averaging nearly 10 points a game at 9.9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds a game. All these forwards on this team for Centralia have over 140 points scored this season. Josie Haberkamp, she's now eclipsed over 200 points in this game and this year. As Becker here goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line, 39-20. Centralia leads over Donovan West. With 3:52 to go in this quarter, and Bell Smith gets called on a turnover. Now back-to-back turnovers for Smith. I'm just scoring 6 straight consecutive points here in this quarter. Trying to get out of this lull. With 3:48 to go in this third, 39-20. Centralia up by 19 to Donovan West. Kramer down the floor, passing to Becker. Back out to Kramer, 3-point shot up for Rempe, off the iron, and trying to get the rebound is Becker, but they're going to call a jump ball. Possession error will stay with Centralia. Centralia will put back Keelan Rempe, the one who, again, made the 3-pointer last Friday to send Centralia into overtime, 40-40 against Hanover, in which they'd go out and win 44-43. Hayden Kramer drive, missing the bunny. And the rebound by Courtney Johnson. Johnson down the floor to Foster. Foster looking to Bell Smith, but she went her too far out on the outside shoulder on the pass, and that'll be the 23rd turnover on the game for the Jonathan West Mustangs. Clock stopped at 3:24 to go in this third. 39-20 Centralia over Jonathan West. Substitution coming in here for the D-West Mustangs. Coming is Imogen Wetstein. Johnson, McCauley, Wetstein, Clary, and Bell here out on the floor for the Jonathan West Mustangs on the defensive side. Centralia working with it with Rempe. Rempe inside the key, kick out to Tanking. Tanking back in the game for the first time here in this second half. Rempe palming it now right side, a long 2 in and out of the basket, but Tanking able to make the rebound. Putting it back out to Rempe. Second chance opportunity loaded up here for Centralia. Becker, foul is called. Against the Jonathan West Mustangs, Reese McCauley. For Centralia here on the floor, it's Tanking, Gibbs, Rempe, Becker, and Cora Thompson. Substitution here for Jonathan West as they bring in Andy Foster back here out on the floor, taking out Bell Smith. So everyone's rotated off the floor here in this third quarter for D West officially. And now a foul. After finishing an easy bucket, so a 3-point opportunity here from Melina Becker. Becker has booked the destination here for the free throw line here in this third quarter. It's her third trip up to it in this quarter, and the fourth time on the game. And Randall's shot is up and good as it rickets on in the bucket. 42-20, the biggest lead of the game now here for Centralia. A 22-point lead, 42-20 over Donovan West, but D-West immediately turning it over as soon as they get it. 24 turnovers on the game and only 20 points. Centralia inbounding it under the glass, finding it to Gibbs. Gibbs to Rempe. Rempe dribbling at the top of the key. She'll go to her right side. Now they're lowering the Tanking. Tanking lunging out to her left, passing it off to Thompson. Thompson on her pivot. Rotating around, finding the Tanking. Tanking. Back to Thompson on the far wing. And they're going to get her on a travel. Just the 9th turnover on the game for Centralia. They had the first 2 turnovers of this game against Donovan West, but since that point, they have cleaned it up here on the offensive side. D West here with the ball after the Centralia turnover. D West with Wetstein, and Wetstein, the ball is knocked out of her hands by Thompson. 2:21 to go in this third quarter, 42-20. Centralia over Donovan West. As a reminder, after this game, we'll have our post-game show and our, of course, our player of the game segment. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back for our boys game upcoming. Centralia and GUS, a very exciting boys game upcoming. Two teams that are competing in the top half of this league. As here, inbound play, three-point shot up and good for Courtney Johnson. Her third three of the game. She's got a three in each quarter so far. Centralia looking to respond. Tava Gibbs, shot missed. Becker making the offensive rebound. She couldn't get it, but Gibbs has the putback. I said it at the half that Centralia, most of their paint points have come off second chance opportunities inside the paint. As Duffin West, they have struggled to crash the boards here against this Panther team. The U.S. Mustangs with the ball under the glass. A nice pass inside to Johnson. Great find from Foster. As Johnson will get a chance for a three-point play. That is her first time in a field goal inside the arc in this game. Courtney Johnson becoming the first one for DUS here with double-digit scoring with 11 points. Six rebounds. Having a heck of a night for the first-team All-League returner from last season, the TVL. And the N1 shot is and good for Courtney Johnson. All she knows is three-point plays here in this game. She's got four of them now. Kramer with it for Centralia. Out left side to Tanking. Tanking. Looking low. Keeps it up top to Kramer. Kramer. Euro step inside looking for a finish, but it's rolled off the basket. And rebounded by Foster. A foul on the floor called on Centralia. 1:26 to go in this third quarter. Foul is called on Melina Becker. Her second foul of the game. It is the third team foul of the quarter for Centralia. Four team fouls on Donovan West with 1:26 to go in this third. The U.S. trying to break up pressure here from Centralia. They get it down the floor to Clary. Clary, jump step inside and good. And it's in Clary, her first points of the game. The fifth one to come up with some points here for Donovan West. Centralia back with the ball with Tanking. Tanking out to her right to Kramer. Kramer down under to Becker. Becker spinning around and, well, she thought she had an open teammate behind her, but she was seeing ghosts. 57 seconds here in this third quarter, 44-28. Centralia over Donovan West. A 16-point lead for Centralia over the Mustangs. It was 1.22 points in this quarter. The D-West has been able to respond as Bell Smith drives inside. She's fouled. We'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. And Bell Smith has been one of the reasons why D-West has been able to stay in this game competitively, especially here in this third quarter. She came out hot with the first 6 points, all for Donovan West. She hasn't scored since, but she'd like to here at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and in. Her first time up, she went 2-for-2, but it only went down as 1-for-2, as on the second try, one of her teammates jumped a little early inside the paint. So, bearing that doesn't happen again, Bell Smith has been phenomenal. She has not missed a shot. She is, right now, 3-of-4 in the game, but as I, again, mentioned, she should technically be 4-of-4. Here's Centralia working with it. Outside the perimeter, Kramer. Kramer driving inside. It's off the rim and rebounded by Becker. Becker, another second chance opportunity for Centralia. It has been the Achilles heel in this game for D-West. It's been controlling the board. Centralia has done it best. Kramer drives inside, kicks out, short corner shot, up, missed, and almost another rebound by Centralia, but a foul is called on them. It's on Melina Becker, her third foul of the game. 17 seconds remain of quarter three, 44-30. DUS only down by 14. And we're down by 22 in this quarter, but they've been able to work it back towards their favor. It was 42-20 at one point. And since that point, DUS has outscored Centralia 10-2. Foster, here at the free throw line, after now the double bonus. The foul from Foster. The first shot is up and good for Foster. Foster looking to make this a 12-point game. And the second shot will be missed. The rebound will be by Hayden Kramer. Centralia down the floor, nearly losing the ball to Kramer. Kramer tanking, stepping up for a three-pointer. It's missed, but another offensive rebound here for Centralia. Kramer driving down the aisle, and she'll draw the foul. So we'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. In the game for the first time for DUS, Mally Meyer, the freshman forward, as she is here on the low block, joined alongside on the opposite. And Foster, walking the box out for DUS, as Kramer's got two shots here at the free throw line. First shot's up and good for Hayden Kramer. 2 seconds left here to go this third quarter. Centralia up by 14, trying to make it 15. With Kramer at the free throw line, but her second shot is missed. And the rebound's made by Courtney Johnson. She'll one-hand this ball all the way down the court. It's missed as time expires. We got one quarter remaining, 8 minutes to go of regulation, 45-31. Centralia leads over Dauphin West. I'll take a step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Final quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The start of quarter number four, 45-31. Centralia leads by 14 over Dauphin West, but out of the last 14 points scored, DUS has taken 11 out of them. They're down at 1.42-20. Now they're only down 45-31. DUS with the ball, Bell Smith underneath and in for two. And Bell Smith has been one of those reasons why DUS has slowly started to crawl back in this game. She's got 10 points here in the second half and 11 points here on the game. 8 points all in that third quarter. Rempe on the corner, driving out to her right side, passing to Kramer. Kramer looking right now, guarding to her left, and she'll pass it to Rempe. Rempe to Haverkamp. Haverkamp taking a step inside, loses the ball. It's blocked. And now here it's Dauphin West with the ball. They got to get it past half court, though. Westside will do it with her driving skills. She'll dribble it past the timeline. Now to Foster. Foster in the short corner. Give up top to Smith. Smith down the right aisle. Passing to her right to Westside. Westside, Johnson. Johnson, short corner, left side. Now out to Meyer. Meyer on the right top elbow. Fouled. Will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. It's a 12-point game, 45-33. DUS trailing here to Centralia. Very much more competitive games than the first time these two teams met, which was in the TBL tournament in the second round where Centralia went 69-35. First shot is up and off for Maya. Of course, that's still a scenario that could technically happen, but if you're Dauphin West, you got to feel pretty confident here. You've done well here in the last 6 or so minutes. You want to keep staying in this good direction. A second free throw shot missed by Meyer, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Well, they're going to say there's going to be a jump ball. Man, that is the closest jump ball you could ever see. Both free throw shots were missed by the freshman in Meyer. Less than 7 minutes now to go in the fourth quarter, 45-33. Centralia up by 12 to DUS. Centralia with the ball, Hayden Kramer. Opposite side, left side, Rempe. Rempe here down the near corner. Opposite side, skip, Haverkamp, Kramer, Kramer, in the paint, kick up top, Rempe three-pointer, in a slicer for Rempe. Our first three made since the three that sent Centralia into overtime on last Friday against Hanover. And now it's a back to being a 15-point game, 48-33, Centralia over Dauphin West, and I think there was a shot clock issue. That shot clock went off way too quick, and they're going to have to get that refigured. They had the shot clock go off early, So they're going to have to figure out how much time is actually here on the shot clock. I have never seen that happen before. They had gotten the time wrong on the shot clock. It's 35 seconds, but I think they only gave Dawson West like 15 after getting the ball in. So they're going to have to figure out how this is going to work instead. So the official goes over and he puts up a two on both of his hands. So 22 seconds is what will be on the shot clock. So definitely an interesting thing. You don't see that very often, but 22 seconds on the shot clock. Everybody on the floor looks like the Spider-Man meme, just kind of looking at each other, kind of unsure. Like, I don't think shot clocks are only 15 seconds long. Don't worry, you're not wrong. 6:16 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 48-33, Centralia over Dawson West. Dawson West still has the possession. No shot clock violation. 22 seconds on the shot clock will remain. Bell Smith will toss this in. Right side corner. Oh, Johnson nearly keeping that one out of bounds on her tippy toes. She gets it back out to Smith. Smith dripping out left side. Back up top to West side. Inside the key. Kick out to Smith. Smith at the top of the perimeter, she looks left side, west side, west side, shaking the ball, high point. 7 seconds here on the shot clock, a chance for maybe an actual shot clock violation. Shot is up and missed and rebounded by Rempe. Centralia down the floor to Kramer. Kramer driving inside, out to Haverkamp. A shot down the aisle but missed and rebounded by Meyer. Her first board of the game. Now down the floor, Centralia has got a steal nearly, but then there's a foul. Good sportsmanship, Bell Smith. Wettstein helping Kramer up after knocking her down, but getting the foul will be Wettstein, her third foul of the game. So it will be a turnover for Dawson West. They have 25 turnovers on the game. 5:41 to go here in this fourth quarter. Down by 15, 40-33 to Centralia. It's the Centralia Panthers with the ball. Rempe on the right side, top wing. She'll swing it opposite to Kramer. Kramer wide open, but instead she'll drive it. Top of the key, right bullhorn, drive down under and fouled. And going up to shoot two at the top of the free throw line is Hayden Kramer. Kramer, her third trip to the line in this game. She's had a nice game so far. 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Free throw shot is up and good. Not her most explosive game probably this year, but you look at the rest of her teammates and they're doing a lot of work here. You got Haverkamp at 10. You got Becker in double digits as well. Ava Gibbs in double digits. You got 3 players in 10 scoring. So to try to get Kramer up there would also be impressive. As she goes 1-2 at the free throw line. The second shot is missed. Rebound by Foster. Down the floor. Intended to Smith. And that ball goes out of bounds. Turned over for Dawson West. Their second turnover of this quarter and their 26th of the game. Substitution on the floor. Bell Smith will come out and Reese McCauley will come in. McCauley, Meyer, Johnson, Wettstein, and Foster here out on the floor in the 2-3 zone defense for D West. Reese McCauley switching spots at the high post with Foster. The three-point shot is up by Rempe and missed. Underneath the basket, a foul is called. Now sends Centrelli up to the free throw line to shoot two. It is Melena Becker. Becker still here, renting the free throw line. It's her fifth trip up to it today. It's been an all-resort stay for Melena Becker. Melena Becker is not missed both shots here at the line tonight. She at least hit one as she knocks down her first. And looking to take aim and fire for the second. And the second one falls through as well. Becker has now hit 5 straight free throw shots in a row. Centralia up 51-33 over Dawson West with 5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. He was with the ball to Smith. Smith over to her right shoulder. So Foster. Foster dribbling back up to the timeline. Left side out to Bell Smith. Bell Smith, Meyer, Meyer, Foster. 12 seconds here on the shot clock. Courtney Johnson at the top. She's in a three in every quarter except this one, but the ball is stolen from her. Hayden Kramer in her hands, an underhand finish. couldn't get it to go in, but a foul is called and Kramer up to the free throw line to shoot two. For Hayden Kramer, this is going to be her fourth trip up to the free throw line. Between Becker and Kramer, they've had 9 total trips up to the line, and that represents the entire team. The only two is up to the free throw line in this game. Charity Stripe. Kramer hits her first one. Now she'll look to follow through the second. And for the first time in this game, she goes 2 for 2 at the line. Those last 3 trips, she's won 1 of 2. D-West now down by 20. They withdrew to a 12-point game, but Centralia putting the foot on the pedal. And Courtney Johnson trying to respond. She's fouled under the glass, and she'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. 4:26 to go in this fourth quarter, 53-33. Centralia over Dawson West. There's less than 4 minutes to go in this game. Afterwards, we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back for our boys' matchup between Centralia and Dawson West. It's going to be a really fun boys' matchup between those two teams. D-West searching for the first time to finish the season over 500. Centralia looking to keep their solid stance on the TV up 4-1 as at the free throw line, knocking both shots down. Johnson goes 2 for 2. Now D West here getting a steal and the ball right back. Down the floor, they got a wide open Bell Smith. A good pass, soft dribble, but she misses the bunny. And Trempe makes the rebound, a foul, the follow called on Jonathan West. McCauley was called on the foul. And that is entered Dawson West into a double bonus here for Centralia in this fourth quarter. That put Rempe up to the free throw line for the Centralia Panthers. Rempe up to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. First one up to the free throw line for Centralia, who's not named Amanda Becker or Hayden Kramer. Next shot up is up and good for Keelan Rempe. She's now got 5 points here. All coming up in this fourth quarter. 4 minutes in the fourth quarter to go, 55-35. Back to a 20-point game for Centralia over D-West. D-West with the ball turning over again. 27 turnovers on the game. D-West, they were on a nice stretch in the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, but Centralia started to put the foot back down. And now they are in full control of this game again. Thompson down the floor, but a steal by Bell Smith, her second of the game. D-West with the ball, handling it, left side wing, out right to Johnson. Johnson, three-pointer, miss, rebound by Meyer underneath, and she finishes in for two. Meyer with the putback. And a timeout is taken on the floor by head coach Perry Smith and the Dawson West Mustangs. 3:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout by D-West. They're down right now 18 points, 55-37. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Dawson West timeout, Cora Thompson underneath the basket for Centralia, finishing in for two and getting the and one, so she'll go up and shoot one at the free throw line. Centralia right now is up by 20, 57-37 to D-West with 3:27 to go in this game. Reese McCauley substitute out for D-West. Incoming Kate Falk. Falk on the low block here for the box out for D-West. on our opposite side is Foster. Thompson trying to make this a three-point play as the shot is up and good. Banked off the backboard for Cora Thompson. Cora Thompson now 7 points here in this game. Centralia has gotten involvement from everyone here on their lineup with seven different scorers. The West looking to respond. Foul and going up to the free throw line is Aniston Clary. As her first trip up to the free throw line in this game, the young freshman, two freshmen on the floor for D West between Clary and Meyer. Clary, her first shot. Off and trying to make her second. And missed. Rebounded by Centralia. Centralia down the floor, Rempe. Rempe out to her left to Melina Becker. Becker, drive inside, kick out opposite. Floater from the short corner, ball on the baseline, getting scrambled for underneath the net, and you're surprised there's not a jump ball being called here, and they're going to actually get a foul on Centralia. It's on Hayden Kramer, her third foul of the game. Team's fourth foul of the quarter for Centralia here in the fourth. 2:56 remains this game. Centralia 20-point lead, 58-38 over D West. They beat D West earlier on in the season, 69-35 in the TVL tournament. If D West loses this game, they'll drop to 1-4 in TVL matchups. They have struggled in the Twin Valley League this season. However, all the teams they've lost to have been ranked, except for Blue Valley Randolph. As here, D West driving inside, missing the shot, but the rebound by Bell Smith. Smith out to Foster. Foster down the aisle, left side kick out, three-pointer up by Clary is missed and rebounded by Rempe. As Rempe's down the floor, she's got a wide open Becker dives the ball. And a turnover will be called against Centralia. Their 13th turnover of the game. A look ahead here. Not many more games are on the schedule for both of these teams. Donovan West with only 4 games remaining in the season. Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, Onega, and Washington County. So not many more matchups left this season. Of course, D West, they lost an opportunity for a game last Tuesday. We tried to have the girls on the radio, but just a couple hours before what would have been tip-off, Axtell girls were not able to get a team together, do a lot of sick players and one being injured. So D West missed out on a game last Tuesday against Axtell. They used that day to practice instead. D West may potentially be out an extra game this season and an extra game in the Twin Valley League, having not played that. Court Thompson shot the top of the elbow, missed. And picked back up here by Clary. ID West, ball down the floor, knocked it out. 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, 58-38, our score. Centralia leads over Donovan West. Substitutions here taking the floor. And now finally, Centralia is starting to put in a couple of players you haven't seen yet today. Claire Heinen, the senior, as well as Kieran Niehus, the junior. Thompson West with the ball. He out to Bell Smith. Smith to her left to Clary. Clary driving down the right lane, trying to finish. Foul. Don't go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Thompson West Mustangs here. They already have the same amount of losses as last season. They finished the year 19-6 overall, 6-3 mark left in the TVL as they were the runner up in class 2A. In the state tournament, they beat Chase County 60-44, Pitt Colgan 61-60. But right now, they have really, for the most part, struggled this season against these ranked teams in these lower classes. Shot made by Clary, and then she'll get the ball right back on a steal. So D-West has it with 1:40 left to go in this game, but they're down by 19. Bell Smith out to Foster. Foster back to Smith as she drives inside, flips it back out. Down the baseline, Kate Falk trying to finish in for two as it goes off the back iron, but it's rebounded by her. D-West with the ball. Foster around the perimeter into Smith's hands. Smith back up to Foster at the top of the perimeter. And they're going to get a foul called. 1:17 to go in this game. 58-39. Centralia over Donovan West. Centralia scored 13 points here in this fourth quarter. Donovan West has only scored 8. D-West outscored Centralia in only one quarter in this game. It is in the third where they outscored 17-15. Their three throw line is Foster. The first shot is missed. And their first second there, you came out in this fourth quarter. You thought D-West could maybe pull this game a little closer. They drew it to 12, but that was as close as they got it since the start of the game when it was tied 5-5. Next shot is up and good for Andy Foster, as that makes this a 18-point game. Another steal and in for two. Foster finishing her third steal of the game. 14th turnover for Centralia. But 60 seconds left to go. Centralia pushing it down the floor. They got a wide open knees and underneath the basket in for two. 8 scores now in the game for Centralia. 55 seconds left in this, but D-West will respond quickly down the floor. The fast break. They're down by 16, though. But 50 seconds remaining in this game. Knees down the floor. Turnover taken by Johnson. Down the floor. Out to Falk. Falk, Smith. Smith trying to steal out to the basket. Foul is called. Clock is stopped at 34 seconds in this game. So there will be no more need of the shot clock for either side of the floor, as it is now turned off. Bell Smith here at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and good. She has not yet missed a shot at the free throw line. Bell Smith, 11 points here in the second half. Right behind Courtney Johnson in points scored tonight. Johnson, who's scored 14 points in this game. And Bell Smith, who's had a pretty wonderful night, as she herself has scored 13. And Centralia getting on the inbound. We'll turn it right back over to Donovan West, D-West. Now we're down by 14, 60-46, with 31 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Maybe it is possible here. The seconds to go as Clary is underneath the basket, and she is in for two. Centralia getting it in. Heinen loses the ball, and D-West picks it right back up. And they nearly had a wide-open play under the basket. A foul is called on Centralia. It's against Lana Becker. Or excuse me, Claire Heinen. Free throw shot is up and missed by Andy Foster. 18 seconds left to go in this game. Substitutions hitting the floor for Donovan West. Coming in for the first time is Avery Hendricks, the freshman. Next shot is up and good for Foster. She goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. That was her fourth trip up to the line tonight on this game. She went 5 of 8. 17 seconds to go. Centralia just holding the ball, trying to get past half court, and is stolen down the floor. Clary finishing in for two. 8 seconds left to go, but it's a 9-point game. Centralia, the monumental lead, helped them finish out this game. D-West, they make the score look a little more favorable. But Centralia come away with the victory, 60-51 over the Donovan West Mustangs. Centralia now 14-2 on the season, 5-1 in the TBL. D-West dropping to 11-7. Most lost of the season for quite some time, and near 1-4 in the TBL league. We'll step aside, and we'll come back here for a post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your mind is Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, We've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're on 92.1 KMZ, our post-game show here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit BankWithFarmers.com. Again, we have our upcoming boys game. We'll take a 4-minute break for that. But real quick, just, a recap here of this girls matchup. It was a real competitive one, but Centralia did dominate primarily in this game. They came out of that first half up 30-14. It was tied 5-5 early on in the game, but Centralia then would go up 20-5 over John Forrest with 15 consecutive points, outscoring G West 30-14 the first half. Now Centralia was outscored 37-30. In the second half, but at one point they had a 22-point lead in the second half, including a 20-point lead with a couple minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. But Centralia put some backups in, and D West kind of making the score maybe look a little more favorable. But I'm sure if you talk to head coach Perry Smith about it, he's probably not going to be very happy about the game, even though, again, it only ended by a 9-point game. But to him, he's going to probably look at that a little bit differently. He knows what he's got to work on with his team. But again, 9-point loss, 60-51. Still a very good game for Jonathan West, competing against the number 3 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, a team that is going to definitely look to repeat in Class 1A Division 1 as a state championship winner. I mean, this is one of the best teams last year in the small classifications. And, you know, you kind of look at it across the board. They're definitely one of the best teams in the small classes this year as well. You know, when you're kind of looking through the 1A, the 2A, and then some of the 3A, class as well. Centralia has just been a competitor in the small classification, you know, even though they're only the second to the last smallest class at Class 1A Division 1, but they're still a top competitor, and they got such an abundant amount of athletes. As this game, you know, they had 7 different players score points, and 4 players get the double digits. Hayden Kramer with 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Josie Haverkamp, 10 points, 8 rebounds, as well as a couple of steals. Melanie Becker, 5 steals and assists, 13 rebounds, 6 points. And Keelan Rempe with 5 points, 3 rebounds. David Gibbs also the other double-digit scorer with 10 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals, and 2 blocks. So the player of the game goes to none other than Melanie Becker here. 5 steals and assists, 13 points, and 6 total rebounds. Jonathan West is led by Courtney Johnson with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 three-pointers. But shout out to Belle Smith, who finished with 13 points and 5 rebounds, 11 points, all coming in the second half with 2 steals as well to get the U.S. kind of back into that game. All right, we're going to take a step aside for 4 minutes. We'll come back and we'll talk boys action here on 92.1 KMZA.